And Cleveland is not alone in reacting to the fear of contracting Ebola. A Gallup poll shows 1 in 4 Americans fear they're at risk of contracting the disease. And a Harvard School of Public Health study says as many as 40% are worried they'll catch Ebola. Are people overreacting? Jody Lenard is a psychiatrist and risk communication consultant. She's with us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, are Americans' fears about Ebola rational, given that only one person has died in the U.S. from this disease?
I think the fears are almost entirely rational. It's a new situation. It's very scary. People are paying justified attention. I think when people are afraid that they're actually going to catch Ebola, that's excessive, but they will get past that as they learn the information. They're learning mainly who can they trust to tell them things, and do those people know what they're doing?
So you're saying that people don't have a high chance of actually catching it, and they will figure that out eventually. But for right now, the fears make sense.
I think all the different levels of the fears make sense, and people will get past their initial adjustment reaction much better if officials are respectful of their fears rather than always saying that they're irrational, hysterical, or about to panic.
So you're saying the message from officials is not what it should be?
Well, some are and some aren't, but there's an awful lot of people speaking to the media about how the public is overreacting. And you can cite individual examples where an uninformed public that hasn't learned yet, you know, that Zambia isn't the same as Liberia, might be afraid to let their school principal come back from his trip to Zambia. But give them a few days and they'll figure it out just fine. It's not irrational to wonder. It would be irrational if they continued to believe that somebody from Zambia was a risk when he hadn't been anywhere near the affected countries.
But aren't some people overreacting given the fact that one person's died from Ebola, more than 37,000 people die in car crashes every year?
Yeah. Let me tell you what I think about all the people who are saying you shouldn't be so worried about Ebola. You should be worried about the flu, obesity, car crashes,
right,
not exercising enough, drinking, drugs. I could go on. The reason that that's a really bad risk comparison is that we have already decided how worried to be about the flu and all those other things. You know, every year we think about – most of us think about whether to get a flu shot or not. We pay attention if we hear that the flu is around in our neighborhood. We're always worrying about car crashes, but not that much, mostly when we hear about one that's nearby or somebody we know is in one. We're not going to decide this week that this is the week we should pay more attention to driving safety. This is the week we are going to learn about Ebola.
What does it do to our level of fear about this, that what many Americans know about diseases like Ebola comes from Hollywood movies like Contagion and Outbreak?
Those movies are remarkably good primers for people to know a little bit more about this. Those movies obviously have the most gross aspects of a disease like Ebola, and it's all well and good for me to say, oh, only 40% or so of people actually have hemorrhaging, but that's an awful lot of bleeding. So if you actually put scenes from Liberia or Sierra Leone up on the screen next to scenes from Contagion, the only thing really different for the scenes from Liberia and Sierra Leone is that there's no sound. And if you were actually there, the smells would be a lot worse. I mean, you know, everybody I know in my field really thinks a lot about zombie movies because it is so close to some of our worst fears about what things like Ebola are like where you could just get it by a touch from somebody's body fluids, or you scratch your neck after treating a patient and your glove has a hole in it. I mean, it's really, really a horror of a disease.
So you're saying be afraid, be very afraid?
No, I'm saying pay attention, learn what there is to learn. If you're still afraid of catching Ebola in a month when there's nobody around you that has any connection with West Africa or a sick patient or a nurse, then you'll be getting into the sort of post-traumatic stress era. But I've talked to lots and lots of emergency room doctors in the last 2 weeks. They are not being flooded with the worried well. They are getting a few isolated incidents of people who think that they were maybe exposed to the third cousin of somebody who, you know, two generations ago came back from Liberia. But that is the exception, not the rule. People are not panicking.
Jody Lenard, psychiatrist and risk communication consultant, thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks a lot.